Cal is still in the other room excited about window washers. Buildings getting washed today, and someone texts in, now a topless window washer would be exciting. Agreed?
Agreed.
Agreed. So I Googled that. Probably shouldn't be Googling topless window washers on a company server here. That's not a business that's been invented. I feel like we got to get in on the ground floor, pun intended, on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Start a topless window washing company?
Not bad.
And it could be men and women. We're not sexist here. We could have hunky men do it, too, depending on who's in your building, what you're looking for. I think that's a hell of an idea.
Even though that these people were from the ground and they had just a long pole, you couldn't see them.
That's what made it impressive
to me. Long poles? You could hire guys with long poles.
Mm. Oh, I get it, because, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to be equal opportunity here.
Yes.
I don't only want it to be beautiful women topless washing the windows. You also got to have men involved, too.
But would it be illegal if women did that?
That's probably why it hasn't happened. Yeah, that would be a public indecency, I think, would be the charge there. Yeah.
Yes.
You definitely have to get a permit first.
Yes.
All right. So those are the hoops that are unable to be jumped through. Okay, Callis makes a really good point there. This isn't Europe. In Europe, perhaps, you could have topless window washers.
Correct.
But maybe not here in the United States. Still a great business idea nonetheless, I think. My old building, they'd come up there on those hanging things.
Yes.
What are those called? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Scary as hell.
Bungee cords or whatever.
Yeah, it's a really scary job.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. You'd probably get paid a lot.
I'm sure you do. You're risking life and limb. Mm-hmm. Imagine putting that harness on with no top on.
Seems safer the way they did it this morning.
Yeah, they just have the long pole. They just reach up. Squeech, 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 squeech. Enough on window washing. John Wayne are going to join us at 8:35. I was trying to keep Callis happy there.
He's happy. Look, he's giggling.
He's giggling.
He's literally giggling.
No, I love Doran because he's got the straight demeanor, and I feel like I have an uncanny ability to break him mm-hmm. with simple stuff.
You do. We were talking during the break about you going through a car wash, and you're probably like, ooh, look at the suds.
Ooh, it smells good,
this
too.
Is wonderful. Oh, my
Tony
gosh.
Goes through the wet go on X. I love that.
Is that? Do you like that?
I love, because I don't care what he says. I just watch the car wash.
Texter, okay, we're pivoting. Bikinis.
I was going to say that.
Bikinis and speeders, but you didn't want to go down the path anymore.
Exactly.
You wanted to be done with window washing talk. Apparently, there was a scantily clad haircut place downtown back in the day.
Oh.
Kind of like Hooters, but for getting your hair cut.
Okay.
So you're getting the shampoo, and they got the Hooters thing going on.
Yeah. Never mind.
You want to punt?
Sure.
It's fourth down. You just want to kick the ball off, get as far away from this as possible. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.